Hello, my name's Purple Cat.
And I'm Austin.
And welcome to Purple Cat Outdoors. And welcome back. Purple Cat here with Austin. This would be the first episode that we are doing this whole thing together. So how does it feel talking to a microphone? Kind of sitting here.
It's a little bit different than talking to a person. I'll tell you that, Purple.
Yeah, it pretty much doesn't talk back. So I guess it's a good thing. It doesn't talk back at me and, like, you know, interject on everything I say. So.
I mean, I might, but that's not the point.
All right, today we actually took notes. Yes, I have notes right here beside me. And we are going through and... I mean, I've got a great show. We've got a great rod up here for the product, good coffee. One you can actually find at Walmart. You don't have to special order this or anything like that. You can literally go to your local Walmart store and pick it up.
And it is good.
And then he's the coffee guy, so if he says it's good, it's good. But, no, and then we've got a big issue that has been in the news. Not as much as I think it should be. And they don't have as much information as I think they should be on there. But the Endangered Species Act is being revised and moved around. So, and we're going to give you both views. Trump side and then conservation side. And you can make your own opinions. We have our opinions. Everybody's got an opinion. And,
funny thing about opinions.
Got some good news towards the end of the video that you should hear. And so we're just going to get right into it. Today's product is the McCain Blue Streak graphite rod, medium heavy, 7 foot 3 inches, fast action tip. I've already fished with it a couple times. I got it a couple weeks ago. It is super light, and it's got a real, like I said, it's a fast action tip, but it is so sensitive I can barely touch it. I mean, you feel?
It is a very very light rod and a very whippy. Like, very whippy tip. Like, this is the kind of rod I can see you trying to skip underneath docks with.
Yeah. See, the great thing is, it's not...
Being that it's the graphite, it's very lightweight, it's very malleable. Like, it does exactly what you want it to.
But, like I said, I throw jigs on it, heavy jigs. I throw them, not flip and pitch. But it's still got enough backbone to throw up to a 2 ounce, a Gordon thing, I don't know. On the rod, it says 2 ounces. I throw normally about a 3/4 to an 1/8 ounce, like, football head jig or something. Right now, it's a Danny Breyer Strike King jig with a trailer on it, which weighs about 1 ounce. And you can cast a long ways with it being 7'3". My opinion, I'm slightly biased because, you know, I am pro-staffed with them, but... This is a great rod for, it'd also be a great rod for vibrating jigs, spinner baits. It's a great rod, and if you just want to buy a rod to have an everything rod, this is the rod I would say. But it is a little expensive, so it's $229.99. So if you're just starting out, it's probably not the greatest rod to start out with due to the fact how expensive it is.
But you said the name of it was the Blue Streak by McCain?
Yeah.
McCain Rods?
Yeah, it's by McCain.
Okay.
See, I mean, this is coming from somebody who fishes on a weekend basis. So, what, Austin, since you don't, from a...
amateur perspective.
Yeah, from a hobbyist, I call it a hobbyist.
Hobbyist, weekend.
Yeah, from your opinion, I mean, on a rod like that...
You said the price on it was what, roughly $225?
$229.99.
For that price point, I don't see it as being the kind of rod that you would see your everyday Joe like me that goes out maybe a couple weekends a month, fishing for a day, a couple hours at the most. I don't see myself personally buying this rod. However, for somebody who does it on a weekly basis like yourself, it's definitely worth the investment. Like I said, I feel like it has very... very malleable action to it. Like, it does exactly what you want it to, from how I can tell. You said it's a graphite rod, 7'3". And, like you said, it could be pretty much an everything rod. You could put just about anything on it and make it work for you.
But of course, the prize tag is enough to fix your car.
So. Yeah, that is a very good point. I mean, I just had to go out and buy an alternator for my car that I've been having issues with, and I'd still spent $50 less on my alternator. So, yeah. From my perspective, it's a great rod. It feels great. It works great. But it's not going to be in my price point for the amount that I fish. You, different story. Myself, no. However, I do applaud McCain on their production of a great quality, like great quality rod. And from all the McCain rods that I've seen that have come through you or that I've just personally seen myself, they're a great company that does good work. And you get what you pay for when it comes to these kinds of things. So, personally, not bad.
And looks-wise, it is a very pretty rod. It's basically straight black for the most part, but when you get to the inlays of the eyes and on the bottom, the handle part, it's the outlines are blue, like a
very
electric,
metallic electric blue, yes.
Yeah. And it makes it, it's really pretty. It's very pleasing to the eyes as well. But like I said, it is a McCain rod, so go to McCainRods.com, look at them. They've also got the Tommy Martin. They've got a few other rods out there. They got even a cheap one for, I would say, would be good for beginners and stuff like that. And it's the, they got the Outlaw series, which is actually, well, and I think would be a great, better starter rod for people who are just weekend fishermen, which I got one for my girlfriend, which is a spinning rod, which I actually have right here. We actually have right here. It's a gray with orange inlay. No, it has nothing to do with Tennessee. yeah, if it had something to do with Tennessee, I'd be worried because, you know, they've been losing horribly. Oh, it's got, yeah, it's yuck. Got yuck on it. Ew. Yuck, yuck. But, no, it's a super light rod. It's great. It runs about $100, which is great for, in my opinion, for beginning fishermen and stuff like that.
See, for me, with this Outlaw rod here, I would be more inclined to go out and buy one of these myself, running a price point at about $100 versus $229.
Yeah, it's a great rod. But
the Outlaw series, it feels just as comfortable. I mean, it. Yes, there are your benefits to having your blue streak here, but for somebody like myself, this Outlaw series would be more along my speed.
Yeah, but like I said, the McCain rod has a rod for everybody, in my opinion, so. But like I said, it's, dang it, brain just died. No, that's the product for the day. Like I said, just go to McCainRods.com and, take a look. I've hung a fish on this thing, and it was just freaking phenomenal. Like, it's got the backbone to pull the dang thing in. And stuff like that. Let's move on to Austin's favorite subject over here, to the coffee. Today's coffee is the Death Wish Coffee Company's, the, does it have a name? Does it have a name for it just itself?
I don't believe so. I think this is just their high caffeine ground.
Well, it's literally the, it says on the bag, world's strongest ground coffee. We both drank it for the first time this morning, and I love it. If y'all heard the other podcast, I absolutely love dark coffee, and I like just putting milk and sugar in mine. And
I'm more of a cream person myself.
Yeah, we try to hit, but I've tried it black. I've tried it. It is very dark. It's extremely dark.
Okay, so let me start off with the flavor notes of this Death Wish Coffee Company ground coffee. Here on, I've got their website pulled up. I've also got an Amazon link pulled up here. It says, flavor notes, Death Wish Coffee Company's smooth, never bitter blend has an intense, bold flavor with subtle notes of cherry and chocolate. The combination of premium Arabica and Robusta beans gives you the clarity and focus that comes with high caffeine coffee without the acidity or bitter aftertaste. Now, you know you have all of your ad PR whatnot. Here they have it stated, awaken your inner rebel. Through our unique blend of Arabica and Robusta beans and our slow roasting process, we naturally produce coffee with double the strength in your average cup. There are no additives or additional caffeine added throughout the making of the blend, only organic fair trade coffee beans. It is also certified organic via QIA US-ORG-50. They say that the coffee is delicious, bold, intense, and far too enjoyable. Now, that is a very opinionated statement, in my opinion. Some say coffee this strong is irresponsible, but we like to think of it as revolutionary. Buy Death Wish Coffee online as grounds or whole beans and revolutionize your coffee drinking experience.
Yeah, well, it said buy online. You can also, the great thing about this one is the fact that you can buy it at your local Walmart. That's where I got this one, actually.
How much was it at Walmart?
It was $19.98.
Literally 1 penny less than what you would get for a 1 pound ground on Amazon.com.
Yeah, I know, right? But you don't have to wait, so.
Not sponsored by Amazon.
Or Walmart.
Or Walmart.
Sort of sponsored by McCain.
Sort of.
No, but
this coffee is, it's very, very dark. It is a very robust, bold roast coffee. It tastes delicious, black or with creamer, because I did try a few sips of it before I included my creamer in it. It's bold without being bitter. I don't get any of the lemony acid. I don't get stone fruit notes. I get more of the, like they said, the cherry chocolate, the very mellow,
yeah,
smooth.
Yeah, I think
notes.
The cherry is what mellows out a lot, even though cherry a lot of time has a bite to it, but because it's mixed with chocolate, I think, I'm an amateur at this. I am the other side of the spectrum this time, not like last time. But I think, in my opinion, I think the cherry mixed with the chocolate has made it, how do you put it? Brain died. It takes the bite away.
It takes the bitterness out.
Alright, like I said, this coffee, I like really dark coffee. And like I said, from an amateur side, because I'm more of a, I just drink it because it's made for me kind of person.
Does the wake up in
now,
the mornings.
Now, the $20 price tag, I think, is kind of pushing it to an extent.
For a company the size of Death Wish, though, you have to understand, it's not like your Folgers, your Maxwell House, your huge corporations, and you have to understand that when it comes to coffee, these smaller operations, like Death Wish, or what was that one that you got, the Free Range coffee?
No, there was Free Range, and then there's the Black Rifle from last episode.
Exactly. These smaller coffee companies, they get distributed on Amazon, on eBay, on all these different websites, and you're starting to now see them come into stores.
Yeah.
However, it's up until the point that they get as popular as these Folgers, Maxwell House, all of these other large coffee company brands, that you're going to see their prices come down a little bit per pound. Folgers, Maxwell House, like I've said those names about 10 times now. Not affiliated with either of those companies. I'm not mentioning them for any other reference than a scope of reference that they are the largest coffee companies that you find at every single store. Walmart, Walgreens, I mean, Publix, all of these
places. But again,
places.
They
also don't use the types of stock. Coffee bean wise, well, these Robusto beans.
Yeah.
They're typically your Arabica, your Colombian.
It's like I was saying earlier, it's for those people that it's made for me. I drink it just because it's their kind of people, in my opinion. Because, like at work, where we work at, which we work at the same place, it's Maxwell House. I drink it because it was made for me. It's there. It's free.
It's not the best taste. It doesn't hold a candle to Death Wish or Free Range.
Believe me,
or
Maxwell House is just garbage, in my opinion. But.
Hey, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, but it's caffeine to wake you up in the morning.
Yeah, it's something. It's better than nothing. Oh, God, there's a dang hole in the arm of my chair. This thing has been pinching me the whole time we've been talking. That annoying little crap.
This is why I'm glad this has a...
I'm gonna put
my chair has a...
I think I'm going to put some duct tape over it. Sorry, we're getting way off subject on this. That was annoying the crap out of me. I mean, How would you feel if you put your elbow down and the damn thing just pinched you? Sorry, excuse my language, but...
It's like me wearing a necklace all the time with the back of my neck.
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
But back on subject. Yeah, the smaller coffee companies like Death Wish, you can expect that kind of price tag for a premium quality coffee roast.
You know, I haven't even smelled the grounds yet on this thing.
Really?
That's funny. You got a message, by the way.
I did it before.
You got a message. I heard it in the... Whew, that is a strong flavor. So you notice I ripped the shit out of the bag.
That is a very robust smell. Like, yeah. You can definitely smell the Robusto coming over the Arabica beans with that.
Yeah. But, sorry, I've been saying some cuss words. I need to keep this PG-13. I guess, I've got, what, like three more cuss words?
Yeah. One F-bomb?
But no, if you get a chance, go to your local Walmart, take a look at it.
Definitely pick up a bag. It's worth a taste. It's good quality coffee. And this is coming from me, person who, if it wasn't for coffee, I'd probably be in jail right now. Let's just put it that way.
Then again, I think that's like half the population that, you know, just drink it on a regular basis.
It is the world that we live in.
But, no, that's the coffee of the day, or the week, or whatever we're going to call it. It's a something. It's coffee. But, we're going to go into a little bit of politics-ish, but it's still...
Politics related to the outdoors.
Yeah, this is something everybody can relate to. My Shimano sign kind of attacked my cat here.
And or the other way around.
Yeah, one way or another. Sorry, you like have to excuse the cat in the background. I don't do much editing of these, except for, you know, these massive pauses that we have between subjects and stuff like that, but...
And those are typically used for short discussion breaks.
Yeah. Or brainstorms?
I guess you
could call it that. Or my father would say brain farts.
Brain farts. Yeah, he's kind of got that one a little backwards.
Cat, that is not a scratchy post. He's trying to scratch a post on an outlaw rod over here. But no, we're going into the Endangered Species Act. We talked a little bit before, but on the phone, you don't know much about it.
No, I haven't really got the chance to read into it.
I mean, I've been studying up, and yet, cat? Be gone. Okay, back to the Endangered Species Act. Our table weeble wobbles. We're trying new stuff, so you'll have to forgive me for all the mess ups and stuff like that. And it's really weird. I'm looking at my sound thing, and you can see one side work has the talking, and the other side does not. It's kind of odd. But, no, like I said, we're talking about the
Endangered Species Act.
There we go. We're going for that right there. And I've been studying that. I actually studied. Yes, this country hillbilly backwater person has actually
the thing
studied.
You never did in school, you're finally doing as an adult.
Yeah, that's
sorry, weird. That was rude.
But we're, the Endangered Species Act is just like it sounds like. It's the act, and it was put out in 1973, or 1969 was the original one, and then it was revised in 1973. But it is the law that has made, it brought back the grizzly, the northern wolves, and a lot of other species, basically telling... Each and every are telling the people that these species cannot be hunted, these species cannot be targeted, and that if you kill them by accident, you have to report to authorities. If they are under a certain number of in the population of this country, that you have to, they are protected, basically. Like the bald eagle, you can't hunt the bald eagle because they had so many, there's only so many left.
Not to mention it's the national bird.
Yeah. Which, incidentally, Benjamin Franklin wanted the turkey to be the national bird. That was
yes,
weird.
He did. That was odd.
But it makes sense, considering turkeys are generally only in North America for the most part.
That I know of.
But, back off subject, Danny. But the reason we're talking about this is Trump has got... everybody's up in flames about conservationists, liberal, everybody.
There's no one side to it. It's everybody is in a tizzy about these modifications, alterations, and I guess you could say amending to this Conservation Act.
They're calling it a rollback, is what they're calling it, is because...
back on the subject of Walmart, I guess.
The Trump's changes to it is, it goes like this. Trump wants to species close, if not... Trump is, if they're close to the endangered species number, or if they're just over it, because there's, what levels are is endangered species, protected species, and, watch species. That's basically the three levels that I looked up that there was. And he said that basically if they are right at the edge of between protected species and endangered species, that economics will play a base on which way do they go, if they either go endangered and protected. The big difference between endangered species and protected species is the fact that endangered species, you cannot do, it cannot harm in any form or fashion, or harm the environment that they're in, or any eco.
Cannot affect the ecology around them, because that runs more of a possibility of them going extinct versus just being endangered.
Yeah, so, but the protected species, a lot of times they set out permits of, you can shoot, kill so many per year, or each person could, like, one or two. Like, elk is one of them. There's a lot of, they're technically under a watch, but they kill, you can get one per year, or something like that.
And you have to understand, with an animal that weighs several hundred pounds, one per year is enough to create enough sustenance for an entire family for a good amount of time, as long as you know what you're doing. So it's not like when they're considered protected and you're allowed to hunt so many per year, it's not that they're trying to make them completely extinct, or that you are attempting in any way, shape, or form to change the ecology. It's just most of the time when it comes to these, to hunting these animals, that it's for sustenance. It's not for trophy. It's not for glory. It's not for something to hang up on your wall in your man shed. It's just,
well, I mean, it's also sustenance. It's kind of like, it's also where, like, you know, you can go over to Africa and hunt, like, a lion, but you have to go through so many loops just to get, only so many people, like, in Maine, I watch a show called Northwoods Law, and in Maine, you have to go up, and you have to apply for these moose tags, but only so many people per year get to hunt them. It's the same thing, but if they're endangered, you can't do anything at all. But what Trump is trying to do is make it to where the economic standpoint of these species affects where they are, like if they're endangered or not.
Might I clarify something? You keep saying Trump. It's more Trump's Wildlife Preservation Administration, and not specifically the man himself. We're not trying to bash the United States president. We're not directly focus on one person as much as we are saying the people who work under him in the wildlife and conservation
areas. Like I said, Trump, when I say Trump, it's the administration. Whenever I mention Trump, it's always the administration, because the presidency is not one human being, regardless of what the mass media wants you to think.
He's a president, not a dictator. As much as everybody wants to believe he's trying to be one, he is a president. He is an elected official, just like every other elected official.
But like I said, we're here, we're on both sides of this for the most part. Oh wow, we've gone quite a long time. But, we're going to get moving on along, because I didn't expect to. I guess these are going to start being hour-long episodes, because we got a lot to talk about. And be goofballs for ourselves, I guess.
I guess it could take anywhere between half an hour and an hour, depending on what the subject matter is and how much we actually enjoy the coffee we're drinking, I guess. By the way, we've reached the saddest part of the day, where I have officially run out of coffee.
That's why I have 30 ounces.
I grabbed my medium-sized cup, which is, for most people, considered a bowl. And
then again, I'm almost out of mine, too.
Saddest part of the day, man.
Oh, crap. I only got two more cuss words. I guess saying the PG-13. All right, we're going to go into the effects of what this could do. The loss of the species. I was looking it up, and it said there's 1,600 species of plant and animals that are on this list. From my point of view, like, plants, though, there shouldn't be that many plants on the dang list. Because, I mean, redwoods make sense. Big trees that, if they're gone, they're gone. They take decades and decades. And
centuries.
Decades, centuries to grow as big as they are. But a frickin', there was one on there, I can't remember what it was called, but it's like a type of grass. If it's gone,
it's gone.
It's gone. You ain't gonna notice it.
There's many, many types of grass. Honestly, if there is a type of grass on the endangered species list, if that grass dies, you go down to your local co-op, grab a bag of fescue seeds and throw them out and throw some water on them. Grass is grass. I completely agree. I understand that there are certain types of species that should be protected. But when you start getting into the minuscule details, I know your viewpoints. I don't know our viewers, our listeners' viewpoints. My viewpoint personally is that what right do we have to dictate what species are allowed to stay alive on this planet as an individual? Let me ask you that, Joshua.
I mean, it depends. Like, if the bison, the American bison, goes out, right? Well, the wolves are already an endangered species as well, or were. They're getting out of it. They're bouncing back. But the bison go away.
They run out of prey.
There's less for that. And, like, big animals and stuff like that that are essential to the ecosystem, it makes sense to protect them to keep the ecosystem going. But a blade of grass... I'll give you an example. We have a Toyota plant going down here in Alabama. They had to hold off production of...
Almost a year of holding off production of this Toyota factory.
For one fish that has no effect on the ecosystem whatsoever. This one small fish. Don't get me wrong, I love fish. I don't like to eat fish, but...
Which makes no sense that a fisherman would not like to eat fish.
It's weird.
But like,
this fish has no standing in any of the ecosystem, and it would not affect anything. Like I said, these fish are primarily found in backs of creeks and in places that, I mean, have a small ecosystem.
Effectively, all that fish was a meal for a larger fish.
Yeah, but we have threadfin shad, gizzard shad. We have all these other types that take its place. It should not have, because this plant, it's actually being constructed now. This plant is going to provide thousands of jobs for our area. I don't see why they had to wait for this one fish. I mean, there was only like five of them, is from what I was told.
It was a very small population of this specific fish.
And I don't see why they had to hold off for this fish that could help, with this plant, help thousands and thousands of people. I'm on both sides. Like I said, I understand wanting to save it, but I also understand that people need to have jobs, people need to make money, and people need to do what people do.
And unfortunately, by off-holding the production of this facility that can make hundreds to a couple thousand jobs, to be honest. Like, I personally have been in the mindset of applying for a position in this plant. And for it to be held off for almost a year over a group of fish that was so large or so small that you could count it on both hands, the amount of members of this one specific group. In a small creek running across the property of this, of where this plant was to be placed, there's a point at which you have to draw a line. That line is where the life of something that, A, is effectively only food for a larger fish, can hold up thousands of people getting a job to provide for themselves, their families, and the people that they love.
Let's see, but on the other side, now, if it was like a herd of bison or something, that really affects the ecosystem. Like wolves, grizzly bears, we don't have any of that down here. We're southern bumpkins down here, though.
Thank everything for that.
Yeah, I don't exactly feel like having to fight off a bear for fitting my fish or something.
Don't get me wrong, we've got the means to do so, but I would not want to be put in that situation myself personally, Purple Cat.
Yeah, that's for sure. But like I said, it's for something that affects the ecosystem like that, that's a different story. Because bison are a major part of the ecosystem. Same thing, I mean, we don't have to, like, this act has nothing to do with any of the foreign policy.
It's all domestic policy.
Well, it's all United States bound.
Well, that's what domestic means, Joshua. Yeah.
But some people, yeah, you know what I mean. But no, it's, like, we'll go, I'm going to give an example. Like, tigers, you take tigers out of the ecosystem of India, the amount of...
The prey population explodes exponentially because there's no predators to keep the population of their, air quotes, prey in line.
I mean, it's the same thing with the deer. That's why a deer... We'll go with white-tailed deer because, you know, that's one of the biggest...
things animals around here.
Yeah, it's... Our deer population boomed big. I mean, we got them everywhere. And then all of a sudden, a couple years ago, a disease went right through them and started killing them. That's what happens when you start overpopulating is you get a species to go extinct because they became overpopulated.
That's just, honestly, and this may sound like a bit of a morbid metaphor or a morbid correlation or connection, but people, humankind, for the longest time we were very nomadic. Then when we started grouping up together, the moment one disease started, like, for example, the bubonic plague, because humans were so densely populated in small areas, because that's what we do, we congregate into the same area, that's part of humanity, I guess, and I guess you could say animals, in a way, follow that mentality, that herd mentality, that everybody started dying because of it. Now, with these white-tailed deer populations, a few years back, they started having this disease in their lungs that was causing them to be ill. We weren't allowed to hunt them for meat because of the fact that...
Well, we were limited to one.
Yes, now but if there was any possibility of them having that particular affliction, we were told not to eat it at all.
Well, we're not allowed to eat... We weren't allowed to eat it. You could shoot them.
But you could not consume. You had to turn in your kill.
Yeah, you had to turn it. Sometimes if they, like... If they find out it's not too bad, they would donate it, which was not a big deal, which was not... But we were... What had happened, we were reduced to one per person. Now we can do one antlered and I think it's three non-antlered.
I believe so.
Maybe two antlered now. I haven't deer hunted in a while, so... And then again, every time I did go deer hunting, I still didn't see nothing, but... But yeah, that's our stand on it. We're going to be moving along because... Alright, we're going on to the next segment now.
This one's all you, Purple Cat.
Alright, don't forget that I do have a YouTube channel, and the products that we talk about, I will show the bag and all that stuff of coffee, the McCain rod. It's all we're going to show. On top of the product review, I'm going to show you how I use it and what I do with what we talked about. But the big thing that's coming up on the YouTube channel... for everybody that's listening, it's a great thing because y'all have been keeping up with me this whole time. You go on our YouTube channel, and we've had 60 subscribers. So, yay, 60 subscribers.
Yay.
Let's just hope we can get to 60,000 one
day. Right, eventually.
The thing, we're having a contest because we made it to 60 subscribers. I don't know the prize yet. I haven't figured it out yet. Maybe a MTB Pro Box or something like that. But we are, like I said, it is a contest. All you have to do is go comment on the video, three products, any three products that we have talked about in any of the episodes that came up. The coffee, the rod, all the stuff, any three products. And you get entered to win, and I go old school, and I put names in a hat, blah, 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 stuff like that. And I think in about 3 weeks, I think 3 weeks is enough to... go through, get everybody to listen, to everybody hears it and everything like that.
Give them the chance to enter.
Yeah, give them the chance to enter. And after those 3 weeks, we will draw the winner of all the people that put the list down. And, yeah, I mean, it could be anything from an MTV Pro Box. I could find a gift card or something like that. That's easy to send. But it's going to be, I'm still going to say it's being going to be upwards of $30, value-wise. But yeah, don't forget, like I said, go on the YouTube channel and get started. Well, we're coming to the end of the episode, and there's a few things that that came up this week, or actually, it's been on my mind for a while. There's a new game out. It's, if I'm not mistaken, it's called Fishing Sims World or whatnot. It looks phenomenal. I haven't bought it yet. It's $40 right off the bat. And I showed Austin the trailer for it.
The fact that it's a new game in the first place, and mind you, I'm personally a huge fan of video games. Of mostly all types. RPGs, sports games are kind of so-so for me. I'm a big first-person shooter, RPG, looter-shooter-style fan. However, most of these games, off the bat, run you $60, $75, $80 sometimes, even more so for your special editions. For this game to come out of the box, $40 is an incredible value for what from what I've seen that you're getting.
Yeah, I mean, there's pro anglers on there's a bass trail on there. There'll be there's carp, which is weird. I've never caught a carp before.
I've caught myself a couple carp.
I mean, I've snagged them, but I've never really caught
actually them. Actively gone for them.
But apparently, it's a huge thing in England. It's in Great Britain, whichever one you want to politically call it. But,
the United Kingdom.
Yeah, the place way up there. there's also pike fishing, and there's other different species on there. There's, like, fishing trails that you can play, but, like, these... Cause, I'm a bass fisherman. I mean, there's Scott Martin, Josh Douglas. I saw David Dudley on there. I mean, there's names, like, these pro fishermen have allowed their names to be, which means...
These recognizable names...
I mean, it's a fun game.
From what I saw, if I remember correctly, you've got things like these boats, and you can see the names of these motors. They're legitimate hardware that they're displaying on this, like real boats, real boat types. Like, what was the one that you had seen?
There's Basscat on there. I saw Triton. I saw a few of the other ones. I mean, and then the motors, you got Mercury, Evinrude.
You see these legitimate... Like these legitimate things that you can go out and actually fish on, for them to have that sort of...
Yeah, like, for y'all, I mean, in my opinion, if you kind of just want to get a taste of what fishing's, like the actual fishing, I think it actually has a good representation of what tournament fishing is like.
In a video game standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying for a beginner, like, for someone who has literally... seen it, been there, it probably is like, oh, same old story kind of thing. But somebody who is just, basically, excuse the way I say this, but basically got out of the gaming chair and got in a boat, or the first time that they ever got in a boat, this is actually a pretty decent transitioning point.
Caricature to a transition.
Yeah, because it's got, like, it patterns, and I mean, it teaches you some things: lure types, reel types, rod types. I mean, you can't learn those things totally until you actually go and put your hands on them. But for a good in between, and with a good in between with good graphics, we'll put it that way.
Right, like the lighting and textures and the little trailer that we saw looked fantastic.
Yeah, so. It's worth getting. I'm probably going to, after I buy, I'm a gamer myself at times. I've got to get freaking Monster Hunter Iceborne. I got to get Destiny's
Shadowkeep.
Got to get Shadowkeep.
I'm on my way to starting October 1st.
Yeah, see, I've got to get those things, so that's always fun. But, no, like I said, it's a good game whenever you can swing $40 to get it.
If you are inclined to play video games.
I mean, I think it's great for gamers and
fishermen alike,
or outdoorsmen in general. Like I said,
that is true. But that one specific game kind of leans more towards the fishing side.
Now, if you're a bank fisherman, I'd have to say get fishing equipment. It's free, and all you do is fish on the bank. So
hey, there you go.
But another topic that has been on, especially on my Facebook feed,
social media.
Yeah, well, that's an issue in and of itself. vape products. A lot of outdoorsmen use vape because smoking. I mean, it's hard to hike with a cigarette in your mouth and fish. I mean, it affects your lungs like horribly. Believe me, I smoked a pack a day for a while there, and it was not a good time for me.
And I smoked for nearly a decade, and now I use vapor products, but. What he's going on about, what Purple Cat's going on about, is on social media, there is mainly on social media, but also on your main news media sources, there's been a huge blow-up of these so-called lung conditions that are coming from vapor products. Now, as a person who uses a vape product literally every day of my life, And I have for the last 3 years, and I haven't wanted a cigarette either. It's helped me quit. These vapor products contain a cumulative total of 4 ingredients. You have vegetable glycerin, which metabolizes into the body as sugar. Propylene glycol, which metabolizes into lactic acid. The acid that's already present in your muscles that causes you to cramp if you don't drink enough water or you work out too hard. Then you have USP-grade food flavoring, which is in about 95% of all food products that aren't completely organic, air quotes, USDA certified, etc., etc., etc. These are all FDA-approved flavorings, as well as naturally tobacco derivative nicotine, a non-carcinogenic chemical that literally causes the same effects as caffeine. Yes, it is an addictive chemical, just as addictive as what's in this very, very strong cup of Death Wish coffee that I have here. But nothing that causes cancer, and nothing that has been shown by the Royal College of Physicians in the United Kingdom over their multiple, almost decade-long study to show any sort of lung condition or cancer-causing issues. What's causing these problems is homemade THC-infused cartridges that are being not sold through legal channels, not sold through, you know, a reputable store, a reputable website, but being sold by people on eBay or these backdoor sales, typically to minors, because most all of these issues are being caused by minors. In my opinion, I think that they should stop the sale of vapor products online, and I think they should stop the sale of them in stores, in gas stations, because that's the most of the devices that these, you know, homemade THC cartridges that, mind you, yes, do have flavors that appeal to children. However, flavors are what allow adults to quit smoking as well. I don't think we should ban flavors, because that's another problem that's been caused, that there was a prospected bill to ban all flavored vapor products. Flavors appeal to adults too. I mean, I'm vaping One Hit Wonders Los Angeles Island Man Ice. It is a piña colada flavor with a little bit of menthol culotta in it. Flavor is what helped me quit smoking. And it's not just something that appeals to children. Now, I think that we should stop the sale online. Or if they do still allow the sale online, I think they should make it to where you have to provide a picture of a photo ID that matches to the credit or debit card that is being used to purchase these products online. And I think they should stop the sale in gas stations. I think they should only be sold at age-restricted vapor shops.
Well, and basically the whole thing is these backwoods modifications that we all know and seem to understand that are there. Because it's not just vapor products that these people do backwoods modification to that make it dangerous. There's all kinds of stuff, like friggin' cigarettes and people doing backwoods modification, all that stuff. But when it comes down to it, the gas stations thing, but it should be an ID thing. Because, you know, you get cigarettes and stuff like that, you can go in and get them with an ID.
And all vapor stores are require your identification walking in the door. Like, there's a shop, or local shops. You have Hit It and Quit It Vapors. You have Kickin' My Habit Vapors. You have Vapors of Florence, Alabama. You have all of these stores that, upon walking in the door, if you cannot provide a viable identification showing you are over the legal smoking age, you are not allowed to purchase any products whatsoever.
Yeah,
and these young people, these, I'll call them children, these minors, these underage people who should not have any access to these in the first place, are somehow gaining access to these THC-infused cartridges.
See, I mean, for me, it's, you need to, like, when it comes to online, they should not be allowed on eBay, Amazon, and or these sites that you can't really confirm your identification.
Now, the websites that I shop on, for you to buy anything that contains nicotine, which is I vape a 3 milligram per milliliter, so 0.03%. For me to obtain any of these e-liquids, these electronic cigarette fluids, online, I have to send an email containing my identification, like the front of my ID showing my name and a picture of my face, as well as making sure that that picture, it goes through a legitimate person, not a machine, to compare the name that is on my card that I use, my debit card that I use to purchase these products, comparing my name on my debit card to the name on my identification to even be allowed to purchase this product. This is a sound, wise decision for these websites that I shop on. I think all websites should either require this, like it be a base standpoint requirement, or they should not be allowed to sell these products at all.
Come in, because, I mean, this is going to be a something I could... This is what I relate to. It's how they do guns. You cannot sell guns on Amazon. You cannot sell guns on eBay. You cannot sell guns on Facebook Marketplace.
And you have to sell them dismantled from a weapons or firearms depot online.
Yeah, you have to go through a certain source. And they always double check and make sure your stuff is legit.
You have to provide ID. You have to provide a matching ID to the card that you use to purchase these items, as well as the fact that you can't even have them sent assembled to your home. You have to put them together yourself.
Now, like I said, they need to require a harder restriction than what we do have on it. Let me rephrase it to the exact way I mean it. I mean, like, not age requirement restriction, blah blah blah, like, because they already got that stuff. But how you sell them and who sells them, you should. Dealer, like, gas stations should have a special permit to do so, like they do with cigarettes. They have to have a special permit to sell cigarettes or alcohol, and you have to card. Websites should be the same way. You should have to have, or companies, all companies should have to have the same way with vape. It's like, oh, I have a vaping license over here or something like that that says, hey, this stuff is not messed up. This stuff is not backwoods changed.
Well, being that all of these products are regulated by the FDA and considered tobacco products, which in my opinion is completely false because they should not be held in the same category. However, excuse me. These products are considered tobacco. These products are considered tobacco products, therefore, to sell these objects, I do believe you should have to have a tobacco sale license. Not to mention they should be held under all the same restrictions as tobacco products because they already are. So I think the distribution and sale of these products should fall under the same categorical limitations. If you can't sell a pack of cigarettes to a person until they are 19 years of age in our area, you should not be allowed to sell a vapor product. Now, your in-store places, like where we live, our local shops, already ID walking in the door. I think all places that sell these products should ID before purchase. Not to mention, it's not your in-store, your local vapor stores, your local vape shops that sell these THC cartridges, because THC-infused objects are still considered illegal in our area. But anywhere that they are considered legal, I think they should be made properly in a self-contained facility, not
in some
guy's trailer or some guy's basement or garage.
Might as well be meth in that case.
These are the instances that are causing these problems, not your big shops. Not your big websites like I go on Element Vape or Angel Cigs or E6 City. All of these places are reputable online sale platforms that require ID. They are not the cause of the problem. I think that we should crack down, and a person who has a backwoods THC cartridge, like a garage-made THC cartridge, should fall under the same legal restrictions and punishments for selling something to a minor as a store would for selling a vapor product to a minor, if not more, because that's what's causing the issue. Not these vapor stores. It's these people who think that they can circumvent the laws and restrictions that are placed upon these manufacturers for a quick buck, which ends up in the death of a human or the severe illness or injury of a human being.
Yeah, I'd agree, but we're getting close to the end of the show. Like I said, everything that we spoke on here is an opinion, so go out there and find it out on your own.
Do your own research. Make your own opinions. Make your own informed decisions.
Yeah, like I said, we're ranting and raving. That's basically what we're doing. We're just trying to, like I said, with the McCain rods, I've tried it and I love it. And we're just kind of giving our opinions on it. And Austin looked at it. He liked it.
Coming from an amateur who literally goes out a couple weekends a month. But
everything on here is ultimately your decision. Always go out there. Be informed. Like I said, research on your own. Don't rely on us. We're just a bunch of country bumpkins that like to talk about stuff.
Sure do. And also love coffee.
That too. Like I said, if you try it out on our behest, then fine. We're actually quite flattered that you took our advice and listened to our opinions.
Leave a comment in the video, the next YouTube video, about whether you've tried any of these products.
Yeah, we can
and
only...
what your opinion is on them.
Yeah, we can only do it on YouTube right now because I haven't figured out how to do it on the podcast.
Comments on the podcast,
yeah. Because I'm on like... Okay, don't forget, if you're listening, whichever... But we're also... If you tell your friends, we're also on Anchor. We're on Spotify, Google Podcast, and Breaker, along with Radio Republic. We're on all five of those. So... Don't forget to tell your friends about us. And again,
we love all of our listeners.
Yeah, right now I think there's like three. But three is three. That works.
Three is more than zero.
But if y'all three tell your friends and they start listening,
that number could multiply.
Yeah, so. But as always, go outside, have fun, and most importantly, go be you. This is Purple Cat.
And Austin, and so thank you for listening to Purple Cat Outdoors.
We gotta really work on that, but we'll see you later.
Hey, boys, away!